As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line, plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
That's right. We're back here live as we are at the Rusty Horseshoe here in Spring. Make your way on out here. Coming up after this segment, you can be our next winner for a $25 gift card to Academy Sports and Outdoors. Clint's going to be on his best behavior here the rest of the way as his wife and his mother have come in.
Nope. I'm married right. I can be me.
I know
I can be me. I can do me. And she's going to love me at the house.
There's different yous. Different versions of you.
We swang.
I see Linda out here holding.
Not me and my wife. I'm talking about men in general. I'm talking about
so you put keys there. In bowls, huh? You put keys in bowls. I see Linda over there holding court with listeners before she got over there. She's moving out here like Manny Fresh. Can't get nowhere without somebody stopping.
Hey, show,
she'd love every
out.
Second of it.
So we go up to the hill country for my sister-in-law's wedding, right? I got a girl up there that cuts hair that's tremendous. So I wait till I get up there to cut my hair. Mom's riding up with me. I said, Mom, this place is tight, man. There's seats in every inch of it. You know, there ain't no place for you to be talking and telling stories and stuff. I said, there's a little bar, a little neighborhood bar around the corner. I'm going to drop you off. Let you have a couple drinks. So I drop her off at this neighborhood bar, Ron. I open the door before she goes inside. I go get my hair cut. I pull back up in the parking lot of this thing. Ron, there are 20 people sitting at picnic tables, like right outside the door.
Her.
And this is a little bitty country. This is a little bitty neighborhood
bar. She don't know. She shouldn't know these people.
She ain't never met anybody up there in her life.
And she's got them all around.
I pull up in that parking lot, and she's sitting at the picnic table holding court, man. I said, what in the hell are you doing? You don't even know any of these people. You just somehow took a seat.
And you should have taken a seat, let her finish whatever she was
doing.
Oh,
I did. I stood behind her and let her do her thing.
All right. The Sterners are in attendance here in Spring, and it's a good time being had out here. By the way, guys, don't look at Kyle Tucker today. Don't look at Kyle Tucker today as the Astros are struggling. Kyle Tucker, 3-for-5, went deep again, hit a triple, had a single. Two runs, 2 RBIs, a double short of the cycle, as Kyle Tucker is just him and Bregman. Him and Bregman. This would be so much easier to take if those two guys had some sort of struggle with them. If those two guys were struggling in some kind of way, but no, they are out there doing their thing. So that is the latest there as they went 13-11, by the way. They're 12-9 and doing their thing over there. And Kyle Tucker is exactly what they were hoping to get. And, by the way, I can't wait to see the numbers. There have been reports that they've already come out and that the Cubs and Kyle Tucker and his people are in there kind of trying to talk through an extension, talk through a time to get him there for long term in Chicago. So I can't wait to see what those numbers are. Damn it, they better be $500-600 million for me to be thinking. And really, to be honest with you, I believe it's something the Astros could do anyway. But, all right, the draft is coming up, and this time next week we will know what the Texans did in the first round. And I said this earlier in the break, going into the break, Clint. I'm looking at this, and I generally would look at it and say, like right now, the guy, especially coming off what D'Amico said, the guy they draft in the first round, if they draft in the first round, and I don't even held the first round, we watched with Kamari Laster, whoever it is that is first, that their first player, I would assume that at the very least that they are a major contributor to this team, if not a day one starter, especially when you look at potential holes that they have in their roster, in particular the big ones, the O-line interior and the wide receiver group, right? The only way that I think there's a case that they don't go and get that type of player that's a day walk-in contributor starter is, to me, Clint, is if they are still in the, hey, we are building and we want to be this team that's ready to compete with the top of the league in the next year or two. That's the only way to me that you go and draft somebody that you don't have 100% confidence that they're going to work. Like when I hear tackle, I think to myself, you have tackles. You just drafted a tackle. You just brought in a tackle. Why would that be the place? Unless it is we really see somebody and we expect this tackle to really move in next year or the year after because down the line. And that to me is the only way that it would make sense that they don't see themselves as go for it all right now because they haven't made any of those moves in the offseason and more still building to try to get to the Bills and the Chiefs and the Ravens and that group.
To your point, we'll find out what their approach is. I think the Texans are in a spot where, just like last year in free agency, they made a bunch of win now moves. I think the draft this year is where you make win now moves. In the first and second round, you can get plug and play starters. You got draft capital this year with 2 third rounds, and next year you got 2 second rounds. You've got extra draft picks that you can be aggressive with. I think now's the time to go get a wide receiver. Now's the time to go get a third down back. Now's the time to go get that interior offensive lineman. I've been critical of Nick and D'Amico, and really Nick because D'Amico wasn't even here with the Kenyon Green pick, but you can throw the Juice Scruggs pick in there as well. I mean, I know it hasn't always been plug and play, right? But you got to continue to swing and hopefully hit one of those, whether it's receiver, running back, or O-line, interior O-line, or interior D-line, man. There's going to be impact players there, and you've got draft capital to go get the one that you want.
Yeah.
You don't have to sit steady. You got the draft capital to go get the one that you want, and I for one, as a Texans fan, hope they do that.
I recently found out that you can see a personal dietitian covered by insurance. There's this platform called Nourish that will match you with a dietitian based on whatever your concerns are, whether that's weight loss, eating disorders, autoimmune conditions, or something else. They're actually a network with major insurance providers, so most patients pay $0 out of pocket. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
I just don't – like, their offseason, Clint, is not screamed. I think their offseason is completely different than it was last year. Clint, it almost feels like they're taking a step – like they're taking a step back. Last year, the way that they were operating and how they went through, I thought to myself, this is a team that has a chance to win the whole – that at least has aspirations to think that they can compete and win the whole thing. You had a quarterback you thought could play with everybody. You had a defense that starts shaping up, and you went and added to the areas that you needed to have impact. This year, it's like they traded their best offensive lineman. We understand that, but they didn't replace it with somebody of anywhere close to the quality of what he's bringing in. And right now, I don't get a sense that they could draft anybody in the draft that would change my thought of, now this is a significantly different team. Like, I have a significantly different feeling about this team. Maybe there is for you. I don't see how they can bring anybody on this team in the draft that makes me think, all right, it's a significant, like, maybe Tyler Booker is that for you. Maybe
look,
that.
No, I think it's the biggest need, which I'm on record talking about the interior offensive line. That's going to be a hard one to fall in love with. In any way they go, right? Until you see the product, it's going to be hard to fall in love with that one. But I'm going to tell you, man, if they go out and with two of the top three picks that they have, they bring in absolute burners, whether it's receiver, running back, whatever. Like, if they bring in dudes that at first and foremost are speed guys, I will get good and turned on about that.
You'll get good and turned on, and I will feel better about their roster. But would you feel they've gotten themselves, like, there are moves where you feel like I can see them in the position that I felt they were in going into last season? Right, last season you thought this is a team that should be thinking to compete with the top of the AFC, didn't you? Do you feel that way right
based
now?
Based off of the moves that they made, just generally not knowing how those moves were going to work and what it was going to look like. Yeah, I think last year probably gave you a little more excitement about it with Steph Diggs and Joe Mixon and Dalton Schultz. You know, but you know where we're at right now. I'm just in a different spot. Like I am hope. Like I was convinced then, but I was willing to see the more aggressive vertical attack with the whole, you know, five-headed monster. Like I was willing to be patient with that and see it. I've seen it now. Forget it. I don't care about that kind of talk anymore. I'm okay with asking my quarterback to do more with less, but we got to make sure that we have adequate weapons.
Do you feel like you have questions about if they have enough weapons?
Oh, absolutely.
Do you feel like you have questions if their offensive line is going to be good enough to compete with the top of the league?
Absolutely.
Do you have questions about their play caller?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Those are some major questions.
I have questions about their O-line coach.
I don't think you had those questions last year.
Did not. Did not, but
now,
but,
now,
but,
now
but,
they ended up being questioned.
I should have.
I mean, no, but Bobby Slowick was somebody coming off of that year that you shouldn't have questioned. The weapons: Joe Mixon, Nico Collins, Steph Diggs, Tank Dell,
right,
Dalton Schultz. If the way that he played, they just have a lot of questions that make them feel different than they were last year. All right, coming up next. 5 o'clock fire. We will hook somebody up with our latest winner with a $25 gift card to Academy Sports and Outdoors as soon as this segment ends. We have one more in the 5 o'clock hour, but a little 5 o'clock fire will get you ready for the Astros as they are hosting the number one team, at least record wise, in Major League Baseball, the Padres. And some draft stuff, all of that as we continue right here live on The Drive.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply. Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.